In London, police have clashed with protesters who are frustrated over spending cuts that could leave up to 500,000 people out of work. Tear gas was used to disperse protesters who set tyres ablaze. The March for the Alternative was organised by unions who say they're fed up with the public bearing the brunt of Downing Street's unwise financial decisions. 4,500 police are overlooking the march, and unions have deployed teams of stewards to ensure a peaceful rally. The unions say they want nothing to distract from their message that there are alternatives to spending cuts, alternatives such as fighting tax evasion by Britain's super rich and an overhaul of the banking system. A sit-in has also been planned for Trafalgar Square, inspired by the massive public presence that won a revolution in Egypt's Tahrir Square.
After the main demonstration has finished, we will be occupying Trafalgar Square, first of all, in solidarity with the Egyptian, Tunisian and with the Libyan people who have been inspiring millions of people around the globe that people's power and revolution is possible. And the second thing is that we are going to say to Cameron and Clegg today that we will not go away, that we will stay until this government is brought to its knees and that we have defeated the cuts.
Finance Minister George Osborne delivered his annual budget on Wednesday, but he dropped the bombshell on Britain last year when he told the nation after an emergency budget and spending review that £81 billion would be sheared off Britain's record deficit in 5 years. To make that happen, civil servants would be getting a pay freeze and hundreds of thousands of public sector jobs could be eliminated, among other things. Britain's unemployment already stands at its highest level since 1994, and the worry is that some may never be welcomed back to the workforce for lack of job experience. Britain's decision to spend public funds on the ongoing war in Afghanistan and the latest assault in Libya have also fueled public anger towards the government.